B96, Moat and Carla Mornings, and look, it's...
Look what?
I was going to say to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, but I guess that's not what we're doing. It just coincides. America is turning 250 years old, and we are looking 250 years into the future and putting together a time capsule of Chicago life in 2026 that will be opened in 2276, in 250 years from now.
Right, which means that the U.S. would be, what, 500 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Twice as old as it is now.
Yeah.
And who knows what Chicago is going to look like by then. I got to think there are some things that may stand the test of time.
Yes.
I got to think things like the Sears Tower, they're going to do everything they can to preserve that. Wrigley Field, some things like that. But, a lot of the city is going to look a lot different.
Skyline's probably going to look a lot different, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
They just built that new, well, it's not, like, fully done, but that new tower where that big hole was.
Yeah.
That was so vague.
No, I know what you're talking. It's over here just off of Lakeshore Drive by the river.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like the skyline is not a static thing. It evolves and will continue. So buildings will come down. Buildings will go up.
It's anyway, ever changing.
So we're going to make a time capsule, and we need to know what to put in this thing. And feel free to DM us if you have any cool items that you think would be great for somebody to dig up in 250 years and go, oh, that's life in Chicago in 2026?
Yeah.
So we're looking for local, I'm trying to get in touch with the mayor, Brandon Johnson, which we've done before, but they have not hit me back yet.
They don't want to be part of our time capsule?
Come on. Well, I specifically need the mayor, if anybody has any connections, a mayor or an alderman, to basically put a proclamation in to say, this needs to be opened on this date.
Right.
Because
I don't know if anybody's just going to randomly remember. So we need something like that, but we also have items that we're going to put in, and we're going to start with Ahmad the Amazing. Today has the first item to basically show people in 2276 what Chicago life was like in 2026.
Mm-hmm. And nothing more is more Chicago than Malort.
Ah,
I brought a cute little 6-pack of Malort, so whoever opens it could share it with friends.
Aww, so this is your contribution to the time capsule.
Why did you say it like that?
No,
that's a great contribution.
Whoa,
I'm sorry. You guys gave me an intervention earlier, and I'm like bringing Malort.
Oh, that's true.
You brought the Malort. You didn't drink it, so it's fine.
Very true.
No,
very
I think
true.
This is a great addition to the first thing to put into the time capsule.
It's Malort. Like so Chicago.
It's so Chicago. And is Malort going to be a thing in 250 years? I think Malort. I guess I would hope so.
I would hope so, too.
But things change. Logos change.
Exactly. When I first moved here, this was like the first thing that I was like, this is Chicago, not the Italian beefs, not the Chicago dogs. Malort.
Yeah, you're right. Well, all right. So we got our first item for the time capsule. We got to figure out what else we're going to put in this thing.
Yeah.
What else really says Chicago 2026?
Right. Like something that encapsulates... encompass something that represents today.
Yes.
Yeah, all the vocabulary words.
Oh, yeah. So you can call us and give us some ideas at 877-591-9696. You can also DM us at B96 Chicago on Instagram. And our plan is this week and next week to put this thing together, and then next Friday to bury it.
Yes.
Ooh, because you said you were going to a Cubs game this weekend.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the Father's Day game this weekend. Anyway, we do this whole thing. I'm going to try and get one of the game balls.
Oh, that's good.
And put that in the time capsule.
Bonus points if you rip it out of a child's hands.
Well.
You know how those videos always go viral?
I know,
Consider it done.
No.
You know me. So at B96 Chicago, if you have any recommendations or if you have something so cool that you would like to put in it, reach out to us. We would love to have that. And again, this is for the people in 2276 to look back and go, damn, this is Chicago life 250 years ago.
Like, is this what those kids were doing?
Yeah. Coming up next, we'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000 on B96. Yo.